There is an all-out hatred of FEMA by many among MAGA and take isolationism to an all-new level, demanding that states deal with their own stuff and stop relying on federal taxpayer dollars to do it. Well, since Trump's return to the White House, they've pretty much gotten their wish. FEMA's been facing a huge amount of cuts, and there's been a lot of, as I call it, social media BS going back and forth. So I went through some reliable sources, and here's a summary of the most significant actions that have been taken against FEMA by the Trump administration. As far as workforce reductions, FEMA has been cut by around 2,000 permanent employees. That's about one-third of their one-time full-time workforce. These have impacted regional headquarters staff, emergency responders. They've also seen a reduction in part-time, temporary, and contract employees. More than 200 employees, including some with years of experience, have been fired from FEMA. So it's not just staff count, it's experience that's been tossed, kicked to the curb. Cuts like this, they raise concern, obviously, about FEMA's ability to respond to disasters in a meaningful, effective way. Got some officials worried that the agency might be unable to handle large-scale emergencies or provide adequate support to communities in need, much like we saw happen with the fires in California. A really high concern is how or even if FEMA could respond to disasters that happen in rural areas. You know, the communities that lack a lot of, maybe even all, resources and local expertise. So in the continuing unfolding aftermath of the Kerr County, Texas floods and deaths, let's pay real close attention, see whether FEMA steps up or falls short.